name is Vivian Vinson. When I moved to the Palm Center area, it was Vivian Brown, my husband and I. We moved from Third Ward area. When we first started looking for a home, this area was beginning to open up. We had a little girl, 3 years old. We needed a home that would be beneficial for us and her. Close to a school, close to a bus area in case we had to catch the bus. And we did. We came looking. We looked at several homes over here, but the one that best fitted us was two houses off of Martin Luther King, which was called South Park then. And the school was about two blocks from us. So as my daughter grew, I felt like I could take her around to the school. But this was a very nice area. They had just about everything you needed here. You didn't even really have to go back downtown to anything. We had the same stores in the Palm Center Mall. This was just like a small town to me because everything was available for us. We hardly ever went to Gulfgate. That was a big splurge to go to Gulfgate after it became a Gulfgate. But we felt proud of our Palm Center because they had everything here too. Oh, and at Christmas, oh, it was wonderful. They did something for each holiday. All of the stores, you know, they would decorate just like, it was just like downtown. They did for Easter, Thanksgiving. Oh, listen, it was wonderful. It really was. I really hate that the children now can't see why their parents invested in this area. It was the area to invest in at that time. Really was. So if you wasn't rich and didn't have a bundle of money, you had a nice area to move into and make a home. But we had a nice restaurant called the Big Boy. Had a Big Boy, and he was standing out on the curb holding a big hamburger. We would go there and have breakfast and lunch sometime. And Pops and I had a covered walkway that led from South Park all the way up to the mall. Bus stop had a covered bus stop area. And we had our own grocery store. We had Lewis and Kroger supermarket right there. Big store, nice, convenient, everything. And not only that, across the street from the Palm Center Mall was a big Montgomery Ward store. That was my first encounter with the escalators in the middle of the store. I just couldn't believe it, but it was wonderful just to come down and just go shopping. And in fact, you say you're going to go up there for about 30 minutes, you know, but you end up staying up there longer because you ran into your friend. People you didn't know, you met, you became friends. It wasn't, you were not afraid to reach out and speak to people and talk to people. I lived only maybe about four blocks from all of this. You didn't have to go too far. And in that area, of course, was a Baskin Robbins ice cream shop. My daughter loved it. Well, we loved it. And they had a barber shop. They had Stop and Go. And right on the corner from there, they had a Jack in the Box. And right next to Jack in the Box, across the street from them, was a little fish market. And then back down, before you would get to Palm Center, they had another shopping mall, but they had a grocery store there too, and it was called the A&P Grocery Store. Now everything has changed, so we had drug stores. Oh, we had everything. The service station, it was a Gulf service station right on the corner of South Park. I always knew I was halfway home when I would see the Big Boy and his hamburger and the Gulf service station. It was a joy. It was something else that was so, you know, this was a very wonderful area. We had commercialism, but it wasn't all embedded into our home area. It was a difference. We had the library, where the park was, where they rejuvenating that park over there. That's where the library was. And I could take my daughter over there and they showed movies and had story time and picking out books. And even when I was going to TSU, I could go over and check out books. I'd run into Dr. Tatum all the time, one of the professors from Fairview, because I had attended Fairview first. And wasn't able to financially stay there, and I had to come back to Houston. Houston is really not my home either. I'm really from a little small country town called Romstown, Texas. Everybody wants to know, where was that? I said, it's on the other side of Corpus Christi, quite a few miles from home. But still, I was making my home here in Houston. And I really, really loved this area because it was almost like my little hometown. You know, all the closeness around here. My street was in your... We had several people on our street. Reverend Bland was the minister that was a part of the McGregor Terrace Civic Club. I wasn't able to be a part of it at that time because I was young and working very much. But he would always come down. He was our block captain. He let us know, let me know what was going on. If anyone took ill and on the street, someone, we lost someone, he would always come by and let us know or call. It was very, we were a close contact neighborhood at that time. And I think he had one of the deacons from Fourth Missionary Baptist Church, the head deacon lived next to him. Listen, one of the professors at TSU, Dr. Terry, owned part of the homes over here. It was okay, but then he started renting them. You know, he was buying them to sell, but after they were not selling, then he started renting them. And that was the thing that started breaking down the neighborhood. When people started coming over, they was not coming to buy a home. Let's say planting your feet in the soil and being a very good part of the community and helping it stay up. Then it tore us up. That started breaking us down. It's not to say, you know, with all, you know, just homes, because across that street we had some apartments, very nice apartments, well-kept apartments and everything. I can remember Jim's supermarket around there on Yellowstone. Been there forever. It was there when we moved here in this area. He was nice, very nice. In fact, Jim is still there, but he just finally sold a store about a year ago to another company, but his name is still on it. But he's been here. I know I've been here now over 50 years. So Jim was here when I came in his store. It never changed. And I was telling him in the meeting the other night how on the weekends, a treat for my daughter as she grew, we would bring her up to the mall. They had a popcorn machine that he stood on the outside. The man had the popcorn machine. It was just so, we were just so amazed with it that she should have to have popcorn. Well, I love popcorn, so it wasn't a problem for me. I love to come and get it too. And he had hot peanuts. It was just like I say, it was just like home. Just like a small town away from Houston. You know, sitting in the middle of Houston, but it was just the closeness, the togetherness we had. Even as my daughter grew and I remarried, I had another daughter, so I had two girls growing up here. And I could let them walk. They could walk down to the center, walk down to the mall, and we had some everything. We had Walter Files and J.C. Penney's. In fact, the section over to my right, that building is still the original building where J.C. Penney was in. That's where we have our civic club meetings now, in that area. Now, they tore a lot of the other buildings down across from here. Well, we had buildings all the way down. They had stores all the way down. They had children's stores, big toy shops, jewelry stores, clothing stores, shoe stores. I can remember Buster Brown's because they had to buy my daughter special shoes. She was so pigeon-toed. You had some of everything in your neighborhood. And that's the key. In your neighborhood, as Mr. The man on TV used to say all the time, in the neighborhood. And that was wonderful because we had everything here. You got off work on Fridays and you came home, you had everything in your neighborhood. It was just so helpful. It taught my daughter how to be responsible. She could walk down to the Baskin Robbins, get her treat, and come back home. She and her little sister, there was no problem. But you dare not do that anymore. And it just broke my heart to see that disappear like that. Have to worry about anything. We didn't have police station there. We didn't have a courthouse. I can't remember exactly what those buildings held, but I know we had meetings upstairs where the courthouse is upstairs. There used to be a meeting area, and they would walk around to the back and walk up the steps. But it's, I don't know. I really hate to see all of it deteriorate. It really hurt when the last straw was for them to take down the Palm Center sign. It has stayed up for years. I said, oh God, they're not gonna tear it down. But they did, that's where the Y is now. And where the post office was basically kind of like the beginning of the mall, all the way down to the end of where JCPenney's used to be. To be here when I married a third term, and I moved away, and I stayed away 7 years when I came back and continued. And I'll be there, I guess, until God calls me home. That's my home. That's why I say I work with the McGregor Palms Civic Clubs so close, just maybe to save part of it for other people, the other youngsters that are around here. Oh, I forgot. We had the bowling alley, too. And the park. Oh, my God, how could I forget McGregor Park? Because my daughters, I would take my girls down there and take hot dogs, and we'd roast hot dogs and sit out in the park. Just a lady and two kids and roast hot dogs, and I'm reading a book while they play, you know, stuff like that. So you can't hardly do that anywhere anymore, you know. But all of that was a part of our area. Loved it. Didn't have very much in the park, but it was some swings, you know, playground area. And then on down past Yellowstone, would you believe we had a drive-in theater? Oh, my daughter loved it. Well, my family, we loved it. We would pack up on Friday nights. That was our treat, you know. And park, go to the drive-in. It was wonderful. Well, it was almost like it came into your own. You were a young couple getting started. That's when it started falling apart, it really broke my heart, because I felt like we had moved into an area that was going to be beneficial for us for life. And we stayed, I guess, I'd say about 15, 20 years before it started breaking apart and what have you. You know, it's no fun to see stuff deteriorate, and you can't stop it. Can't do anything about it. So that whole strip down there, may I very seldom go back to my right unless I just have to, because there's so many people died, so many people moved away, some of homes were left to some of the youngsters that they had not worked for it, so it wasn't as important to them as it was to their parents. So they didn't bother to keep them. And I think that's what helped tear us down. Hopefully we can get it built back up. We don't want to lose it, because, you know, when you spend 50 years in one spot, it's hard to move, because my house burned a year ago. They caught fire through electrical in the attic, and it burned my whole home, and I had to move out for a year. The fire did a lot of damage, but it's okay, because I'm back in it now. And it's nothing like being in your own home. I wouldn't give anything for the years I've spent over here. They've really been wonderful years. Well, I just have fond memories of the area. That's why I work hard to try to build it back up. I have two grandsons. Their mother, they bought a home at the end of Martin Luther King in a new district area. So I said, well, I guess when I leave, when I close my eyes for good, you guys are going to put this up for rent. Oh, no, Mom, we'd probably come back and stay. And I said, oh, you're just kidding me, you know. And I said, Mom, you put so much love into it. I said, I do. Because when we were looking for an area to settle in, this was going to be our home for life. And even though I had several divorces and remarriages and what have you, is still home to me. And we used to go back and visit. I've had dinners. We had family reunions at my home. Every holiday we have some kind of dinner or something like that. I can't give up. This is it. And I have no intentions of going anywhere else. I'm 74 years old. So I know I'm not going anywhere else to try to start over. Unless it's in one of those homes. And I want to stay in my home until I can't stay any longer. But there was a Burger King over here off of Greg's. I think the Shell service station is sitting there now. Burger King used to sit right back in there. Oh, the aroma of the burgers, my God. You couldn't pass by, but I stopped it. It was wonderful. That's all. I just have really fond memories. We started looking for a home in the area. So it was, I don't know. You know, they said they were trying to get merchants to come back, but they have not been able to get any of them to come back. We've been praying and really hoping and praying that it will bring some hope. This was a big, thriving neighborhood, thriving. In the school while I was working there, we had over 1,000 students just in that area, Crest Ridge, called Kelso Elementary. We used to, before they closed in the University of Houston, that used to be the main street that led over here to us. It was either my daughter used to catch the bus going to Yakes and walk through University of Houston campus. You dare not do that now. But young people, you know, they would catch the bus and ride to school, get off and walk through the campus. And that kept them interested in wanting to attend college. You know, the association brings about assimilation. So they could see the young people walking to school, to their classes with their books, and they were having backpacks and stuff. So naturally they wanted to go. They couldn't wait for the day for them to go. Oh boy, the days. Miss those days. But we move on and we don't stop. And we're not going to give up on our area. It's not okay. We have to help make it be okay with what we do now. And our Pacific Club is doing pretty good. Most of our meetings, we have at least about 30 members to attend, 25, anywhere from 25 to 30 people to show up. So that lets you know that it's still quite a few people that are interested in the area and don't want it to go down. Some streets are okay, some are not. We had our share of flooding, but they came in and they redid the streets. Took quite a bit of time, but they did. It's better. The flooding is a little bit better now. I'll be here. to the Lord, call me home.